Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Hey, we are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, just like we promised. We promised we would, Kevin. Yesterday, we were like, hey,
you're welcome. You
might see some snow, you might see some ice, some sleet, some wet out there, but we'll be here in the studio today. Now, tomorrow, no guarantees, all right?
We'll still do the show. We'll be on air.
Okay. That's a 99.9%.
Oh, man.
We'll be on air. Look, there's sometimes things happen.
Okay.
But 100% today. We got Kevin Hagelin. We got the famous Mike Bassick. And we have the even more famouser Alec Medford. All in studio today. And you, the Tolos, enjoying your day with us. And I feel like you need to chill out, maybe warm up in the warm glow of a radio today and just enjoy the snowy, wetty weather out there.
And maybe give us a snow update.
All day long?
Wherever you are.
All day long? Is that how you want it? Or you
Sure.
Yeah. Is it snowing where you are? Is it wet where you are? What's going on where you are right now?
I don't know if you want to ask that second question.
Yeah, tell us about the wet. How wet is
audience.
It? Yeah. Is it moist in that area right now? Or what are you doing? What are you dealing with right now? Mike, we found this from MLB.com, and I always love these things. Kevin does a really good job of bringing these from The Athletic a lot of times, and so Jonathan Mayo. Mm-hmm.
He just lost his job.
No, that's Gerard Mayo.
It's a tough break.
Jonathan Mayo put this together. It's the executives prospect poll, and we're looking at the Rangers right now, and we're getting ready to hopefully make another run at a World Series. Somebody texted in yesterday was like, why would a guy choose this team? Because they're still a loaded team with a great manager.
And we can go over a lot of different places that have the Rangers firmly as a top 10 team. Like, I'm not saying Kevin's power ranking. I'm saying ESPN, like, has, I think, them at number 7, number 8. Like, they're firmly entrenched in the top 10.
MLB Pipeline Executives Poll has, this is the fifth part. They have the Rookie of the Year, Top Prospects, Top Tools, and Farm Systems. So this is actually the fourth part of it. This is their poll, Executives Poll, on who has the best farm systems and how they draft and stuff. They started with this, though, which team is most likely to sign Roki Sasaki? And I know there are some people that are very interested in the Sasaki story. My personal opinion, I am not. Because I feel very confident in the pitching they have, and I just don't know how that's going to land. I'm also not trying to get my hopes up.
I guess I feel like January 15th is the date he can decide. So I've been holding off until, so we're 6 days away from that?
Yes.
Today's the 9th? Yeah. So I've been holding off on, okay, closer to January 15th is when we can start maybe talking Sasaki again, because we'd be getting close to a decision.
All right, so
I've started to, and I could definitely be wrong about this, I think I've started to shift over because some of the buzz to the Padres picking up Sasaki. Okay. Obviously, I hope it's the Rangers, but I think the Padres is where I'm going.
I'm sticking with this theory. I guess this is maybe conspiracy, but I think the Dodgers were going to sign him in December or late November, but I think just like Chris Paul getting traded to the Lakers and David Stern said that ain't happening. If I have my
MLB was like, we have rules.
Yeah. And they saved $2.5 million for a reason.
Specifically for that.
I don't think the Dodgers were like, oh yeah, let's just not use $2.5 million on international prospects, which would be Dominican Republicans, Venezuelans. They decided to save. What are you doing? Why are you saving $2.5 million? And I think they had a deal done. And then MLB stepped in and somehow didn't like the look of it, that maybe there was something illegal about it, like, or tampering. And I think they are making it wait until January 15th, when I think he's just going to announce the Dodgers, because I think they had a deal done in October or November.
Fair.
The Dodgers are like, hey, look, we're trying to use it for a hedge fund so we could pay off this this Shohei contract later down the road.
Hey, Corey, can I pause you for just one second?
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
What's happening, everybody? Here we go.
Do you want to give a shout out? I know it's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday, dude. What are we doing?
I got a text message from one Mark Henry.
Really?
Oh,
what's going on, man? I'm listening to you guys as I'm driving into Dallas to cover the Texas-Ohio State game.
You should probably be paying attention to the road. Oh, hold on. He's driving into Dallas.
Would you have Mark Henry on tomorrow to talk about it?
Would you allow Shout out to Mark Henry for listening, even though it's not a Friday. I realize we're breaking protocol.
Be safe on the roads, Mark Henry.
Somebody could be driving him.
Be safe on the roads, Mark Henry's driver. But yeah, shout out for him.
World's strongest man.
He's awesome, dude. He's really cool.
And he knows a lot about football, too.
Yeah, he does.
A lot about wrestling, obviously.
He loves Texas.
Yeah. No, and I follow him on Twitter, and he's a fun follow, too. So if you want
to, go ahead and check him out. We should have like a round table with Matthew McConaughey, Vince Young, Quinn Ewers, and
Ricky Williams.
And Mark Henry.
Really wish we would have discussed this earlier so I could start getting all those people booked.
Alec, you got work to do. You need to get all those people on for the round table, all right?
Oh, wow.
There we go.
We can have my daughter on, too. She goes to UT.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, she goes
to
UT.
We'll have to zoom her in.
She's already back in Austin. He wants to go to UT.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a buddy who went to UT. We can ask him if he knows anybody. So the most likely team to sign Sasaki is at 44% from the executives poll, the Dodgers. The second team, Kevin, you threw them out there, the San Diego Padres.
Yeah.
And then at 8.9%, the San Francisco Giants. And then 11% for everybody else. And the Rangers did receive votes in this. So they Rangers, Cubs, Mariners, Rays, and Yankees. And I know, again, some people are very excited about it. And some people like myself are just kind of like not getting my hopes up. We'll see what happens.
Can I ask you a question? I know there's more to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather, I think this is an easy question, but I'm just going to ask it because this is going to kind of be baseball nuggets, but I'm throwing it right here. Would you rather you hear that the Rangers sign Kirby Yates to a 2-year contract at, let's just say, $24 million, or that the Rangers have, I guess, won the rights or are signing Sasaki?
I'm sorry.
I know.
Mike, we both.
Yeah.
We both did a mic just now.
I did.
That's fine. I saw. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But did Mark Henry say he wants to come on
tomorrow? He goes, I'll call in anytime you guys want. So I got distracted. My apologies.
That's awesome.
Mark Henry's what's up. Go ahead.
Okay, so my question is based off of this Sasaki thing, and it's a long shot that he's a Texas Ranger.
I agree.
Is would you rather hear on January 15th? I think this is an easy question. I'll say that again. The Rangers have signed Sasaki, or Sasaki, you've won the rights to Sasaki and you're going to negotiate with him now because that's where he wants to be, or the Rangers sign Kirby Yates to a 2-year contract.
It's wow. Okay. I will be the outlier then. To me, it's without question Sasaki, because you're going to end up picking up what really
6 years at least.
What really turns out to be essentially a $250 million discount.
Like
you're going to get a huge discount off of all
the other benefit of that too. I probably need to lean more that way, is you do have an older pitching staff and it does give you the more likelihood of going to that 6-man rotation.
I've been told that if they get Sasaki, they have to go to a 6-man.
I want Kirby Yates here, but let's say you miss out on Kirby Yates. You're missing out on 2 for $30. Let's just really go high. 2 for $30 with Sasaki. You're saving hundreds of millions of dollars.
I wonder this, too. If you do get Sasaki, if then Ray Davis would say, we got to get Kirby Yates. We just put ourselves in a... I get you have Sasaki for 6 years, but we just put ourselves in a position where we could make it to the World Series again.
Mike, typically we both refer to the Dodgers and the Braves as the best farm systems and scouting as we've always gone along. According to the Pipeline Executives poll, the Boston Red Sox are at 32%.
Really?
The best farm system right now. And then Tampa, Detroit, the Sox, White Sox, Dodgers, Cubs. And then the Rangers also did receive votes in this.
Okay, let me pause you right there. How agitating. I'm agitated that the Dodgers are in this category. They're too good.
They trade
to
all
be,
the time.
Yeah, they're too good to be in this category. Like, I get Tampa, that this is their entire business runs because they can scout. If they couldn't scout, they're not spending money. They're screwed.
They would be a 100 loss team every year.
Exactly. But it makes me upset that the Dodgers are so good, win all the time, and then people are like, they might have the fifth best farm system.
Mm-hmm,
like, that's infuriating.
Yeah, that's just what they do.
I always wonder why this, you know, you can kind of wonder this with Jerry Jones. When there's no salary cap on scouts and now in baseball, minor league coaches, I have no clue who this person is. I'll just throw this out. I love Charlie Huff, and Charlie Huff is a small part of the Dodgers organization still today.
I love Charlie Huff too.
Why wouldn't you go get and pay $3 million to who you think is best at developing minor league pitchers? yep. and say, this is going to be my pitching coordinator in the minor leagues, because me paying $3 million will get me possibly five pitchers that are worth $15 to $30 million a piece that I'm only paying $700,000 to $1.5 million a year.
And that's where I think about the luxury tax. And I'm like, I really want Kirby Yates back. Let's say he costs about $12 million a year, give or take. You could also take that $12 million, have no possibility of luxury tax, and go raid the scouting world. You're like, no, I want that person and that person and that person and that person. Yeah. You can get all the best of them. And
it seems like in all sports, there's a handshake agreement between all the owners. We will only pay this much for scouts.
Yeah.
We will only pay this much for pitching coordinators or hitting coordinators
yeah.
or minor league hitting coaches or major or minor league pitching coaches. Because if somebody did what Kevin Hagelin just did, now I have to raise the price of the guys I want to keep yep, so they yep. don't go to his organization, because now yeah. he is tripling the pay there. And it's like the owners all have a handshake agreement. We won't do that, because if somebody does, if one of you people do this, you're screwing us over, because we know that we're going to have to pay that much to keep our guys.
It seems like a Cohen would do something like that, because he just kind of entered this world.
It's a space in sports that I'm surprised people don't take more advantage of, because sure, you're going to screw yourself in the future, but how much are you going to win right then by just like, we're Black Fridaying it. I'm buying them all up and taking them all.
And the thing is I don't know this, but
I don't know.
I think scouts, like good ones, are 100 to 150K. If you put them to 200K, all you've done is add $50,000 to $100,000 of salary yeah. to your overall salary structure. But if that person is good at developing pitchers, and you have Paul Skenes is a bad example because he was first overall pick, but I'm trying to think of somebody off the top of my head. I'm sorry. That was like a fifth round pick. I'll give you this. Bybee, and I know people won't know who he is. He pitches for the Cleveland Guardians. Really good pitcher. I believe fifth round pick. Well, that dude should be making $10 to $20 million a year, but Cleveland gets him for $700,000 to $1 million the next 3 years. Isn't that, do you see what I just did?
Yes.
Let's just do the math. He's worth approximately $20 million. I'm only paying him $800,000. I am saving $19.2 yes. million. That guy who I paid $50,000 extra to steal him away from all their jobs because they were only willing to pay him $150,000.
And there's no luxury tax on that.
Right. It makes all the sense in the world, but there has to be a handshake agreement between owners, like a collusion yeah. of we won't do this.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense. Who drafts the best? Which team drafts the best?
I mean, I would think Tampa would yeah. be.
Recently, I'd say maybe the Orioles, just because it feels like they have so many good players hitting.
Dodgers are probably in the mix again, which is annoying.
Tampa is not listed, Kevin.
Really?
Tampa is not listed. The Rangers.
Surprising.
The Rangers did receive votes. The Reds received votes. I know you've been interested in what yeah. they've done. The best drafting team is the Dodgers. The second best is the Red Sox.
They're always picking near the near yeah. last, and then they get guys that people really want.
Yeah, because people moved on because they're
makes
saving
sense.
Money at the top. Boston second. The Orioles are third. I think they're tied with the Brewers here. And then the Cleveland Guardian Oceans, they are fourth. So that's where they land. And then the Rangers receive votes. Nationals are in the mix there too, and the Twins. But that was kind of interesting. Rangers really aren't listed in any of this as good farm system or good drafting right now. They just are a receive votes team. And that's
which in some of them, where there's only a top five,
yeah.
that's not the worst place in the world to be, right?
And then,
or it seems like top 10. And yeah. so it's like, well, they're not top 10, but they're close
middle,
to it.
Yeah.
You know what? There is more to this. I'm going to hold on to it because we asked a question early, and from the 817, David Finfrock here, Moist AF out here in the streets.
Mm.
I'm glad that David Finfrock's listening, and I appreciate the
fact
that.
Does that feel like the way he talks?
He's being the real David Finfrock for us, and that's what I appreciate. And I think Dan Brunoff would point out, yeah, that's how my guy acts.
If you're going to have a weatherman battle royal.
I think we said weather persons yesterday.
Weather person battle royal. I apologize. You're picking Suns out, guns out, Brunoff, right?
Every time.
Okay.
Every time. Even
1080.
Even the fact that he's like, you know what, today I'm going one button less. You get more chest today.
Show you some chest, man.
From the 469, it's very snowy here in Frisco. That's from our boy Zach in Frisco out there. The Melissa area from the 214. Snowing hard has been for 2 hours. The temp is 30, so it's mostly sticking. Got 18 more hours of this. And then can't read that. Come on, people. What are we doing here?
You had to know.
What they say about things sticking?
God help us.
They're stickers.
From the 817 what? Fort Worth delivering Petacola's beer. It's nasty right now. Snow, sleet, and slush in the Fort Worth area. And Fort Worth also from the 817, sleet, rain, roads are very slushy. Denton, heavy snow, roads are covered. Dumping snow and ponder. So it's really crazy, Kevin, to me, the difference in 1 mile.
Sure.
You know, 1 mile you stretch from Plano to Richardson to Dallas. Yeah. I got three different types of weather on my drive in. One was light snow, thick snow, and then I got sleet and rain.
Is there a Metroplex bigger than Rhode Island?
It's got to be.
I bet it is. That's
Rhode Island's really small.
Or even like, I don't know, sometimes when you're in Connecticut, they're like, yeah, I live in Connecticut. You're like, you work in New York, but you live, like, yeah, it's a 10-minute drive.
You ask the weirdest questions,
that's
Mike,
a good question. I like it. I really do like that question. Okay, let me ask you a question then, Corey, since you don't like these offbeat questions.
I don't like them.
Do you think we lead the nation in cold rain?
Yes.
Because I thought for the longest time, like, cold rain. We have more 35-degree rain than anybody else. You're like, I don't know.
No, it's not going.
It could be.
And most of the time, you're like, it's not going to. And it's not going to snow. It's not going to get any worse. And the kid's like, but it could. And you're like, come on, kid. We're going to have to break your spirit here just a little bit.